Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's nice to see you out last night, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm not going to be smug about my bill last night.
No, what happened was is that I went to a party last night and realised that there was free cocktails, and then Scott turned up about 11 o'clock, took one
Half
look at
10,
me,
actually.
Took one look at me and ordered a lime and soda.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that says about the state of me last night, but yeah. It was very bad.
There was three of you when I arrived. What was your bill? Can you remember what your bill was? I'm not drinking at the moment.
This is the second place we went to.
Mm-hmm. What was the bill again?
About £45.
What was mine?
About two.
£2, that's right. I did put a £2 coin in as my contribution. And I know it's annoying, but I'm being one of those kind of smug non-drinkers today. It won't last, but just let me enjoy it while I can.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, much to my dismay, I believe we're going to have some analysis of me on Blue Peter yesterday. I understand that Becky's been studying my performance from the show that was on yesterday on BBC One. I was a guest presenter on Blue Peter, which was, to be on Blue Peter was a dream of mine as a child.
And you made the most of it, I think. You got to do a make and everything.
Got to do a make. I should say at this point that I did apply to be a Blue Peter presenter when I was about, I think, 16, 17.
Whoa, was it on then?
Yeah. And I got a rejection letter.
Aww.
Saying that I wasn't suitable.
Aww.
Went for a chat with them and everything, and they just didn't want me.
No.
But so it was nice to be on. And, like, you know, another life box ticked, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go for it. What have you got?
Well, I like the way they introduced you to start with.
Oh, yeah.
Now, today's guest presenter has got a great face for the radio.
Did you tell them to say that one?
No, it was all scripted, I do believe.
Okay.
He loves pop music. He's one of the most popular disc jockeys in the country. He's also on the television too. Mm. It's Radio 1 Scott Hot Mills.
Hi. A multi-talented.
Hello.
Welcome.
Now, you've got pets and everything. It's like real Blue Peter.
Of all the songs, right, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had this chat about if you were ever to do something like this, your walk-on
music would
be... What would
my walk-on song be?
Steve Aoki, In the House.
Yeah.
And what did you pick? Rock DJ
I didn't
Robbie
pick
Williams.
It. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
I was fully expecting, you know, I'm in the house, and you just Robbie in a Sport Relief t-shirt.
Yeah. It's because it's got DJ in the title, I think.
Oh, okay.
Rock DJ, that's
right, that's
why.
I didn't realise that. You were carrying a nice cardboard ghetto blaster from the 80s.
I was, actually, yeah. So I had to hide behind that. But the trouble was that one of the cats kept getting under my feet.
Oh.
So it may have looked like I stumbled down the stairs a little bit, but that's because Socks, the cat, was just all over the place. They can control the dogs, they can't control the cats on Blue Peter, that's the problem.
But in that introduction, they said that you knew everything about pop.
Yes.
But then you did a pop quiz where you couldn't even recognise Glee.
Right, okay. Yeah, this was their quiz, Pop Prince or Pop Pants, where they decide how good you are. Basically, the presenters, Andy and Joel, sing you a song, a current song, and you have to try and guess what it is. And it didn't go well.
That's all we're giving you.
That's really hard.
No. Well, that's the way it rolls.
I don't know.
Have a listen. You'll kick yourself.
Oh!
It's Glee!
Now, yes, I should have got that one, I think.
That was so easy.
I know, but, well, it's like when you're sat at home watching, like, a quiz show and you're like, oh, God, that was easy. When you're under pressure like that, can't do it.
No, I just think you wanted to wear the cardboard pop pants.
Hannah, 12, off of Tame, has been on saying, OMG, you were amazing on Blue Peter yesterday, but I never knew you were that bad at making stuff.
Yeah, and you can't pronounce anything either, and you kept saying everything wrong when you were doing your make.
I was nervous.
I got some cheese, I got some guacamole.
Why?
Guacamole.
What's guacamole?
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
That was what the, on my make...
They didn't tell you to say that, it's guacamole.
Yeah, I know, I was nervous. It was my first... imagine, put yourself in my place, right? You're on Blue Peter.
Hi,
this is a childhood dream, right? Okay, you've got to do a make, okay? You've got to make a football pitch out of guacamole.
You've got to spread some green stuff onto a bit of tin foil.
It was hard.
There's my halfway line. My penis area is a bit like that.
No, I think
you made a penis... penitel area out of cheese strings. What is a penitel area?
I'm making it football pitch. I think I meant to say penalty area. Once again, the guacamole incident, I was a little bit nervous.
There's my halfway line. My penitel area is... a bit like that.
I don't think you can say that on CBBC. Can you?
Your football knowledge is astounding.
No one actually said anything at the time. You'd think they were like, say to me, like, Scott, what? No, you said penitel area? No one said a word.
My penitel area.
So apart from that, it went well.
You are not going, they're never going to invite you.
Do you not
back.
Think?
No.
Oh, well, I don't mind. I've ticked the box. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, you know teachers at school? You know your teachers?
Mm.
What were they like?
Boring.
Yeah. Boring is probably the first word that you think. You think they probably don't have much of a life, do they, outside of school?
No.
You probably think, oh, God, they just go home and sit with that face on again.
Watching Waterloo Road.
Yeah. They don't really know how to have a good time. Always got that face on, always moaning.
Coffee breath.
Well, that is where you would be wrong. They're actually crazy people. They're out of control. They're mad. Because behind that dull exterior, teachers are wild.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
How do you know this?
They're playing tricks on people like you at school. We can now reveal this. With the help of an actual teacher. Hello, teacher.
Hello.
Teacher X.
Hello.
Now, we have changed your voice to protect your identity.
Thank you.
That's not a problem at all.
I am absolutely ashamed of myself, what I have done recently.
Really? So it's a recent thing?
It is, yes. I went out with my friends on...
No, wait, I need to build this up, please. Now, okay.
I can't work out if this is a man or a woman.
Well, are you a man or a woman?
I am a woman.
You're an actual woman. Okay, and now on Radio 1, for the first time, real-life teacher confessions. Oh, that was a rubbish one. Real-life teacher confessions. I'm still not feeling that's dramatic enough. Pardon?
That's not dramatic enough.
All right, I think I'll decide. teacher confession! Oh, God. Right, okay, just get on with it. Teacher X, we said that teachers are boring and dull. Not you. Tell us your story.
Not me at all.
Go.
I went out one night with my friends, and we decided to go out for some food and some drinks, and I had one too many. Had a curry as well. When I went back into school the next day, I had quite a bad stomach ache. And while I was teaching my Year 7 class, I had to hold in a fart quite badly. I was walking up and trying to squeeze it in and trying to keep it in. However...
You were trying to what?
I tried to keep it in.
Trying to keep it in?
Yeah, and it accidentally flew out of me. I do apologise. And it was absolutely rancid.
And this is because of the Indian the night before.
Absolutely. It was last lesson as well, so it's been brewing for a while.
Oh, God. You're a teacher, you're not allowed to say things like, it had been brewing for a while.
I do apologise.
Well, you're not allowed to fart.
No, you're not. You're a teacher.
I'm sorry.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway, the children had their hands over their noses, making a really big thing out of it, saying how much it stank and was moaning. And they said they would not leave the classroom unless they knew who it was.
They said that?
They said that.
Well, that's normally what the teacher says.
And then I turned around and said, okay, let's do that.
So you're like, okay, yeah, well, let's do that. Let's see who owns up.
Let's see who's owned up. And the little boy at the front, who doesn't really talk to anyone, puts his hand up.
He put his hand up, the little boy at the front?
He said, yes, it's me.
And you let that happen?
I told him it was disgusting and he needed to get help for it.
And all the time you knew this was you, with your big Indian from last night.
I am absolutely ashamed of myself.
So he took one for the rest of the class?
He did.
Good on him.
Well, yeah, good on him.
I feel very bad.
What do you want to say to that pupil now, please?
I would like to apologise to that pupil. I still have mentally scarred him for life. I do apologise.
How long ago was this?
This was about 4 days ago.
So, all right, I thought this was a story from ages ago. This is 4 days ago.
Yes.
Okay, so you said that is disgusting. And you feel bad?
Yeah, and everyone was taking the mickey out of him.
That is terrible.
I feel terrible.
Sorry, there are a lot of texts coming in from other teachers who say they fart all the time and blame it on the kids.
Good. That's what it should be. We should be able to do that.
This is scandalous!
So, like, the other people that are texting in, saying that they're teachers and they blame it on the kids, is that making you feel a little bit better? Is that easing the guilt at all?
A tiny bit. Not much, but a tiny bit.
Well, thank you very much to Teacher X for one of our first real-life teacher confessions. I'm sure there'll be more. Thank you, Teacher X.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fair play to that kid, I'm saying. And a lot of people on the text are saying that as well. So they say nobody leaves the classroom until it's revealed who made that horrible smell. And the kid puts his hand up and goes, "Actually, miss, that was me. All the time, it was her, that bad teacher." What a legend that kid is. Seriously, if you know, if you were in that class and you know who that kid is, I hope you now celebrate him as a legend because he took one for the rest of them. Thank you very much to that teacher. Real-life teacher confessions, I feel this could be a regular theme because, believe me, the stories that are coming in right now from teachers are incredible.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, we've talked about this before. You know when you steal a really famous line from a film and use it in your life? I think this is from Laura's diary ages ago, if you've been listening to this show for a while. In one of Laura's old diaries that we used to read out on air, she said to one of her boyfriends, "I love you." And he said, "I know," which apparently is a line that Han Solo said in Star Wars, and all our listeners were texting and going, "Yes, what a legend!" Now, we have an amazing new example from this American TV show, which we found. Do you ever use lines from films in your everyday life?
Not really.
Okay, you never.
Well, no, I can never really remember them.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't, because I'm not good at remembering them.
But there are certain types of people that use them all the time, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Anyway, listen to this. It's a new kind of reality show from America, and it's called Tool Academy.
Sounds good.
Feel free to look that up at work. It's absolutely fine. Tool Academy. It's a reality show which is kind of like a relationship boot camp for bad boys. Boys that are not good in relationships. And what happens at this boot camp is they get taught how to be honest to their girl, to be respectful, and to stay faithful to them, okay? Because before, they were bad.
Right.
And they're trying to make them good. That's what Tool Academy is all about. Now, this was a guy on the show. Now, he's with his girlfriend, and it's just been revealed that all the time he's been seeing his girlfriend, he's been cheating on her.
Oh.
How does he get out of this situation? That's right. He uses a line from a movie.
Are you kidding me?
That wasn't you in the bed, was it?
No, not me. We've been together for a year and a half. How long has it been going on?
Probably like a year and 3 months.
Why are you with me?
You complete me.
Woo! Yeah!
Oh.
He used the Jerry Maguire line.
Oh.
So he's been cheating on his girlfriend the whole time he's been seeing her, but using the Jerry Maguire line works every time.
Why are you with me?
You complete me.
There we are.
She doesn't, because he's been with someone else for the last year and 3 months.
It's a good phrase, though, isn't it? You complete me.
Did she accept that and kind of...
I don't know. I didn't. I lost interest
I hope
after
not.
That.
You complete me.
I reckon she probably did go back to him.
Really?
Yeah, I do. It's a powerful phrase.
Oh.
You complete me.
Why have you been doing this? Why have you been going behind my back? Why do you want to still be with me?
You complete me.
Brilliant. So good. Becky?
Yeah.
You complete me.
Oh,
you
no.
You complete me.
It's wrong.
You
I don't
complete
like
me. Is that grossing you out?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't like it. If anyone said that to me, I'd be like, oh.
Okay, if 0 is not gross at all and 10 is really, really, really disgustingly gross, on a scale of 1 to 10,
11.
How much is it? Is it 11?
Mm.
You complete me. Right, I think it's a great phrase.
You complete me.
Can we all do some homework tonight, if possible, please? And you have to try and get the phrase
"you complete me"
into a conversation with somebody between now and this show tomorrow. Okay, so it can be anything, but I want you to get it in.
You have to get it in with one of the sugar babes later.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we each have to get it in with one of the sugar babes, because me, you and the one
sorry?
Me, you and the one that doesn't speak are all going out of the show. Not like that.
I made that one each. Okay, right, so we'll get it in with the sugar babes tonight.
Yeah.
So which one are you going for? I'm going for Heidi.
I want Jade. And the one that doesn't speak has gone for Amel.
Amel, obviously. So we'll get to there. We're going out for a little dinner thing with Sugar Babes tonight, and it'll be...
You complete me.
We all have to say it, okay? You complete me. I want you lot to do it as well. Just get it into a conversation somewhere. It's such a brilliant phrase. You complete me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Day 2 of David the Farmer. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Scott Gustin. You all right?
Yes, I'm very good. You're chirpy, aren't you?
I don't know why. I'm just kind of having a bit of a breakdown in the field with a bit of machinery at the moment. I don't know why I'm so chirpy, really.
Oh, no. What's broken down, Dave?
Well, I don't know if I should be saying this, but we borrowed a trailer off our local contractor and I've got a bale stuck in the back of it and I can't get it out.
Oh, God. The troubles of being a farmer.
Indeed.
I couldn't do your job.
Well, you can have a go if you want to have a go. Go and have a go, Scott.
I'm all right, thanks.
Oh, all right, then. Never mind.
How are the cows today, please?
The cows are fine. They had a bit of a move around today. Some pregnant ones brought them back, so when they calve, they'll be at home. But otherwise, they're all fine, yes, no problems.
Right, so you've had kind of an average day, really. Have you had many people saying well done for being victorious on what's occurring yesterday?
I've got a little mini fan club now. I think I need to hire someone a bit like Becky to do me my PA.
No, she doesn't do PA work, I don't think.
Never mind.
I am good at admin, though.
Really?
Oh, well,
happen.
I've been PA, you know, same sort of thing.
What do you mean you've got some fans? What's happened?
Well, I've just been inundated on Facebook and text and phone calls. It's been like I'm a local overnight celebrity.
Wow, do you feel famous?
I do. It's quite an achievement.
You're going to be in Farmers Weekly soon or whatever.
I hope so. If anyone's listening, Farmers Guardian or Farmers Weekly, I'm available.
I was making that up. Is there an actual Farmers Weekly?
There is. There is, yeah.
Right, we're going to get onto them for you, seriously.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, please do.
That can be Becky's admin. Okay. Are we all ready to play the game?
Oh, yes.
Yes, ready.
Good luck, everybody.
Oh, what's occurring?
Farmer David?
Yes.
Are you on Facebook?
I am, yep.
Are you a member of any kind of groups?
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't really do much on them, but yeah, I am a member, yeah.
Can you remember any of the ones that you are a member of?
Mainly sort of school and uni-based, I think.
Oh, okay.
Nothing too exciting.
But no weird ones?
No, I don't think so.
I bet Becky is.
Don't ask me to name any of my groups.
Please.
There's one that I'm in, and my accent causes people to do impressions of me. That's got over 35,000 members.
Yep.
My other groups that I'm a member of, if you can't fix it with gaffer tape, you haven't used enough.
Yeah.
My parents never bought me a Mr. Frosty. That's only got 82 members.
Okay.
And
Now, probably.
Carl Edwards, ITV Wales, that's only got 13 members. It's just a random presenter that I like on the TV.
Right. My thing is, what do you do after you join these groups on Facebook? I mean, do you all discuss this or like what happens next?
I just sort of join to get it out of my inbox, you know, when it comes around it's like accept or ignore. I'm just like accept.
I just don't get it. It's like,
that's why I'm a member of Don't Jog Drive. That's got 55 members,
right.
I don't even agree with that. I just, you know, well, I just
did
clicked
you feel,
yes to
did
join.
You feel the pressure?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's like Scott Mills has joined the I Like Trees group. Okay, I like a tree, but what happens next? I don't understand.
I'm even in the Human Buckaroo Appreciation Society. That needs to go.
Right, you've revealed too much now. We went, funnily enough, onto Stupid Street, okay? and we asked them, what's the best Facebook group you have ever joined? Right, I'll give you one guess each. If your one's in there, you get a point. Best Facebook group you have ever joined. Remember, we're asking the people of Stupid Street. Let's ask Becky first.
I'm going to go for my cousin's favourite group, which is Don't You Hate It When You're With Jason Derulo and He Keeps Asking You What You Said.
I would join that one.
Would you?
Yeah.
You and 175,000 others.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying the Jason Derulo thing.
Yeah.
David?
In a very similar way to how Jason Derulo sings his name, I might pick something to do with Craig David. I'm not quite sure what. Can that be that vague?
Well, just make up something.
I enjoy looking like Craig David with his headphones on.
I enjoy looking like Craig David with his headphones on group.
What about Craig David beard appreciation?
What, sorry?
Craig David beard appreciation?
That's probably better, Becky. Thanks, you know, if yeah. I win
is that one
I'll,
on?
Remember you.
I haven't found it yet, but I'm sure it
I'm
exists.
Sure it's there. Okay, so Becky says Jason Derulo. David's going, Craig David. Let's find out. We went onto Super Street and said, what's the best Facebook group you've ever joined?
What is the best Facebook group that you have joined?
We're going to file for divorce, which is the new Cheryl Cole group.
Is that not a bit insensitive?
Possibly a little.
What is the best Facebook group that you have joined?
Probably 2010, the year I got bored of snow.
A lion wouldn't cheat on his wife, but a tiger would.
There's loads of them. Heather, what's the best Facebook group you've joined?
The best one I've joined is, I enjoy exams so much, I like to take them twice.
Have you ever taken an exam twice?
3 times.
Oh dear. What is the best Facebook group that you've joined?
I was trying to find something in the back of my wardrobe and I found out I was in Narnia or something.
The school librarians take their jobs too seriously.
What is the best Facebook group that you have joined?
Oh, you joined that one.
What is that? Oh, wait, I got it written on my hand even. My magic brings Voldemort to the yard, and I'm like, that's hurting my scar.
Do you really have it on your arm? On your hand?
Hand?
Oh, wow. You do.
I'm so going to join that
right,
one.
Join that one.
I'm so going to join that one. I should have joined the one about the sausage roll having more fans than Cheryl Cole.
You should also, Ben and Swindon suggest this, you might want to consider joining Don't You Just Hate It When a Walrus Attacks Your Nan, which has got quite a lot of members. So, I don't think any points in there. No Jason Derulo and no Craig David.
That magic brings the Voldemort one. It's only got 7 members. So that's quite a find. I'm going to join that now.
Okay. And so will lots of other people. It's a good one.
Oh! What's the curtain?
No points. David?
Yes?
Do you know Alex Lester?
Alex Lester, no.
Is it a type of cheese?
No.
Oh.
He is like, he's like Dev, equivalent of Dev on Radio 1, but he's on Radio 2.
Right.
I'm
a little bit disinterested now.
No, no.
I thought Sarah Kennedy was the new Dev.
Well, they both are, because they're kind of both on at that time of day.
Oh, okay.
Like, Alex Lester does Through the Night on Radio 2. And I speak from experience, after a few years of doing that show, really starts to get to you. I remember, like, I started to talk to chairs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I would just, like sometimes just sit and just rock back and forth.
Oh. like Sarah Cox on her yoga ball this morning.
Yeah, same. it does really get to you. Now, what's happened to Alex is his show is super odd, okay? He's on Through the Night, and because he's gone a little bit mad, he calls...
I'm sure he won't mind you saying that.
No, I don't think so. He calls his show a shoe.
What?
Yes.
What?
This is bizarre, okay? And so do all his listeners. So they all, like, text in and email in going, hi, Alex, love the shoe.
Is he from the West Country or something?
Hmm?
Is he from the West Country?
No, he's just turned the word show into shoe. And then,
right.
But because all the listeners, like, you know, that's on the morning, it's a bit of a club, and they're all texting going, hi, Alex, love the flip-flop, and it's all gone a bit strange, and they've all now got different versions of shoe. Are you still with me, David?
I am, yes, I am.
the whole experience at that time of day, it does send you a bit crazy.
His podcast, I've just looked him up, his podcast is called An Oddcast.
Yes,
if that
it
gives
is.
You any idea.
There we are, you see? Now, we counted them up from an average show.
He calls himself the Dark Lord.
Yes, he does. He is the Dark Lord.
And he's got a cat in a boot on his website next yep. to some traffic lights.
Yeah.
Although you've got a leather glove next to some fake tan, so I can't really judge him on that. But anyway, slightly odd.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the hours. Anyway, we counted them up. In an average show, how many times does Alex Lester on Radio 2 call his show a shoe?
This is so weird.
David, go first.
I can sort of sympathise with him because I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I'm that sort of mentality at that time of day.
Right.
Do you call
so, I'm going to say... How long is it, Joe?
It's 3 hours.
Oh, 27 times.
So do you... Has it got to the stage where you call your a cow a coo?
I haven't quite got that bad yet, no.
Oh, your pig's a pug.
Yeah.
I might start doing that, though. Could be a new thing.
How many times, then, do you think, David?
27.
27? Becky?
I've seen a picture of him. I'm going to say 312.
OK, let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Alex Lester through the night on Radio 2. He calls his show a shoe.
Coming up on the Best Time of the Day shoe this morning, what do we have for you? Let the shoe begin. Loving the show. It's shoe. It's shoe. Mm. Morning, Dark Lord. Love the shoe. Who says nice boots? It's nice. Love the shoe. So far on the Best Time of the Day shoe this morning, and the best time of the day, shoe. Love the shoe, says Kev. I like that vision. It's the shoe, Bill. The shoe. Loving the shoe. Love the shoe. Love the shop. It's the shoe. Enjoying the shoe. So here we are, the best time of the day, shoe. P.S. Love the shrew. It's the shoe.
But you put on quite a show.
It's the shoe, man. It's the shoe. Get it right.
And just enjoy the show.
Shoe. This is Single Phil. Love the shoe. For the best time of the day, shoe. It's love the shoe. Surely the apparel should be some kind of shoe. Great slipper, says Shanghai Eddie. It's loving the shoe, Shanghai Eddie. Time to find out what's happened so far on the Best Time of the Day shoe this morning. It is the Best Time of the Day shoe. Singers are in charge of the Best Time of the Day shoe. A shoe without a sock, I mean, what next? Love the slingback. Well, it's the shoe, Tom. And Carol, loving the shoe. Loving the shoe, says Carol.
This is what we call a Muppet
Show. Shoe. It's the shoe. Get it right.
38 shoes. Ish.
I like someone texted in loving the shrew and he went, no, the
it's
shoe.
The shoe, actually.
That's not even anywhere near a show.
I love it. David was nearest. You get the point.
Oh. What's a kitty?
Last one. I went to see some houses today. I'm trying to move away from the neighbours because they're annoying. And so I went to see some estate agents earlier, popped into some offices. And also, we're going to go and see Sugar Babes tonight, just to say hi and have a little chat. So I thought, OK, I'm going to combine two of the things that happened in my day today. So I called up the estate agent I went to see earlier in that London and tried to get as many Sugar Babes song titles into the conversation as I could without them kind of putting the phone down. So, simple question. How many Sugar Babes song titles could I get into a conversation with my estate agent that I visited earlier? Becky.
Four.
Becky says four. David says...
A tactical five.
Five?
Yes.
Let's find out. Now.
Can't wait for Get Sexy.
Oh, hang on, it's gone wrong. Okay.
Oh!
Right, here's me just trying to... subtly slip some Sugar Babes song titles into the conversation with an estate agent.
Good afternoon, I'm calling
Ringland.
I'm just thinking, how can I help?
Hello, do you... I remember I came into the office earlier. My name's Scott.
Yes.
And I'm looking for a house at the moment.
Yep.
Been going round for ages. I haven't found anything yet.
Yes!
Did you go and see Highgate Road?
Yeah, do you remember me? I was in the red dress. Sorry, I mean the grey jumper. Do you remember me?
Yeah, I think so. You went to see Highgate Road with my colleague Sabrina.
Is that place...
quite unique, actually, I have to say.
That place is quite unique. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Do you think it would suit, like, a freak like me?
Absolutely. I mean...
I thought it had a real soul sound to it, actually, yeah. The bathroom, actually, you could get sexy in that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could probably... If you know the one where you have, like, almost a double length of glass, so you sort of walk in...
Yeah.
And you don't have to close the door?
Well, the ones where you have to push the button?
No. You just literally walk in and not have to close the door because the glass is long enough.
Yeah, you see, I think I'm the wrong shape for them. Seven.
No, I think it could work. I was in there the other day, but anyway...
Where am I, Kiss?
We'll have to get you back in.
Eight. Sorry.
I mean, that's after you bought it. Work these things out.
Where am I, kid? Sorry, I'm too lost in you now. Do you remember my friend that came in earlier?
Yeah, the lady with you.
Yeah, ugly. Yep. 10. Remember?
Yeah.
Really ugly. Remember her?
No, she wasn't very ugly at all.
The thing is, I only met her last night, but we just got caught in a moment, and it was like, that was it.
11.
You're kidding.
No, I know, but she's really nice. What should I do then? Should I call you? I've got to see a couple of other places, and then...
Yeah, there's been 2 second viewings, and then...
I like it! All right, thanks then.
All right then.
Run for cover.
Bye.
Oh, yes. 12, which means David gets today's Oh, What's Occurring again!
Hey!
So you're coming back tomorrow. Good with you?
Yes, I'm fine, no problem.
Okay, give my love to your cows, I love you, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Love you too, bye.
Did I say my cows?
Oh!
Your cows.
What's occurring?
They're my cows now. David!
Yes?
You complete me.
You complete me.
Podcast. Right, the Oscars is soon, isn't it?
I think when it's this weekend,
it's this
isn't
weekend.
It?
Yeah. You know, when you see it on TV, right, the Oscars looks... Doesn't it look amazing?
Mm.
And when they're on the red carpet... Now, I actually went to the Kodak Theatre once in LA where they do the Oscars. I've never been more disappointed.
Why?
Because it's just like in a shopping centre.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. But I guess it's just like the lighting and stuff that they do. But when you watch it, it looks properly amazing on
where
the TV.
Where do they all sit then? Like outside Superdrug?
No, they go inside the theatre.
Oh, so there is an actual theatre there?
There is a theatre.
It's not just like a mall?
No, they're not just sat outside a shop.
Oh, right.
Boots or something.
Well, no, I thought they might have... you know, like, sometimes they draft in those big seats, like tiered seating.
No. But they go in a theatre, but, like, the theatre is just in a bit of a... Just a shopping centre. I was really shocked. I thought it'd be this amazing building.
Mm.
Anyway, it's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends has sent me an email to an Oscars party that they're having.
Are you gonna go?
I don't know.
Why?
Don't you have to stay up all night?
Yeah, well, it's in America, so, yeah, it's quite late.
Right. So it's LA time, is it like 8 hours behind, I think?
It's quite an inconvenient time.
Now, on the email invite, it says, come to my Oscars party and we'll see who gets the gongs. Now, why do they call them gongs? Because they're not gongs, they're Oscars. They're like statue things.
Oh, what, as opposed to a massive, like, bong? Yeah, I've always wondered that.
They always say that, don't they?
In the news reports, yeah.
And they're like, and Meryl Streep has scooped the gong. You can't scoop a gong, can you? You can bang one. How can you... I just don't understand. If anyone knows why they're called a gong, then let me know. Oh, and lots of people texted in saying they were also disappointed by the location of the Kodak Theatre.
Someone says, OMG, there's like cafes around it and everything.
Yeah. It's just a bit weird.
I'd be well excited if I went somewhere with cafes.
It's just not what you expect. It's like this is some of the biggest stars in the world, and they're just walking into like the Los Angeles equivalent of the Armdale Centre. It's just a bit weird. Anyway, if anyone knows why they're called gongs, could you let me know, please? Just so I'm kind of like... So I've got all the info before I might attend this Oscars party at the weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we're just talking about Oscars, or any award for that matter, and why they're called gongs. Nobody on the text seems to know. And the gong for best pork pie goes to... Why is that?
Well, I typed in big gong and it's come up with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, don't do that at work. It would be brilliant, though, if... awards were actual gongs. Because imagine, like, when people come around to your house and you have to explain to them what each award is.
What, like, big gong or mini gong?
Just a mini gong.
Oh, not like a massive actual.
Well, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind either way. But you know when it, like, what it's like when, like, you know, people come round and you have to go, yeah, that's my award for that. There's my award for that. And,
who has that? Do you have an awards cabinet?
No. No, imagine if you're like Jennifer Aniston or something, right? And you've won loads of awards.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like people like me and you. I was like, I don't have an awards cabinet.
Has she won any awards? Jennifer
Aniston? Must have done.
Do you think?
Yeah, best hair, best body. At
she
40.
Hasn't won any Oscars, has she?
I don't know.
Really not. I mean, I like her films and all, but I can't see Marley and Me scooping a gong.
I saw that the other day. It went on a bit too long, I thought. Yeah. Maybe that's because I knew what happened at the end.
The breakup. No, no gongs. It's a good, though.
It's a good film.
It's really good. Love Aniston.
She must have got something for Friends.
She must have some awards of some sort. Anyway, imagine, right, you're there.
Just typing Jennifer Aniston gong.
Okay.
Oh, Gerard Butler's come up.
But imagine, there you are, you're Aniston, right? You're in your house and someone comes around, probably Gerard.
Courtney Cox.
Yep. And you're like, right, okay, so this one is my award for best haircut for Friends in 2002. And then you've got a little thing and bong, and it's an actual gong, as opposed to just an award that stands there. At least you could demonstrate each one. And this is the one where I said like something really funny as Rachel in Friends in 98. Bong, and you could just bang the gong. I love that. Do you think any of our listeners have gongs?
No.
I think.
What would you use it for?
I think posh people probably still have gongs in their house.
But what do you use them for?
I was speaking to someone posh the other day about this, actually, and they were saying that their nan used to have, like, a gong in the house. So if anyone's, like, it's a massive house, obviously, because they're posh, and, like, everyone's in different parts of the house, and then you just go...
Rather than a bell.
Bong! And that means it's time for dinner. It's probably... the people that live next door to you with the swimming pool, did they have a gong?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I never heard it go off if they did.
Brilliant. Right.
Jennifer Aniston has won 3 awards. She's been nominated for an awful lot more than that.
Right, what's she won, though, please?
She's won the SAG Award. That's the Screen Actors Guild, for those not in the know or listening to the Big Five.
Bong!
She's won an Emmy Award.
Bong!
And she's won a Golden Globe.
Oh. Bong! Brilliant. Right. Someone says, I'll give you a gong if you stop talking crap. Radio 1 Podcast. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Scott.
You're all right?
Very well, thank you.
Where are you today?
I'm in Leeds at the moment.
How can I help?
Well, I just thought I'd ring up and just let you know about the gong that my mum used to have.
Yeah. Some people who have just switched on might think that I've actually gone properly mad. It was going to happen at some point. We're just talking about why they call Oscars or any awards gongs, and then I'm just asking if any of our listeners have got them. Anyway, go on.
Well, I mean, like I say, it was when I used to be off school, poorly, you know, with the watching a bit of Richard and Judy, and my mum had a gong. She used to leave it with me and say, well, just whack it. If you need anything, just give me, you know, whack it, and I'll come through and you know, bring you whatever you want.
So you're ill, right, off school?
Yeah.
You're watching Richard and Judy.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I could really do with, like, maybe, like, a glass of water or something now.
Exactly, yeah. You know, whatever.
Bang the gong.
Whack the gong, and here she came through, and it was brilliant.
Like your actual servant.
Well, I think she realised after a time, and she never really came through from the kitchen. She just ignored me.
All right, so you were just banging it, and she wasn't actually coming
through.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But it was good while it lasted.
What did you actually... Do you remember what you banged the gong for at all?
Well, you know, if you wanted a bit of lunch or something like that, you couldn't be bothered to get up.
Right, so I need some lunch. I'm quite hungry now.
Yeah, exactly that.
That is brilliant. So good. Has your mum still got it?
Yeah, she's got it. Like I say, it was ages ago, but she's still got it. It was an antique thing.
Brilliant.
It was her fault for getting it in the first place.
Exactly. How was she to know that you'd be banging it during Richard and Judy?
Good morning. Well, yeah, quite.
Love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Becky in Manchester's been on saying, if you get a gong, you're blatantly going to use it on the show like Halifax FM do. P.S. You complete me.
Yeah,
Good, good, Becky, good. Have they got a gong?
Apparently they have. C.J. of York says, in the advert, apparently you've got to choose between the gong horn. And the reward horn.
Ah, we've talked about the reward horn
and
before.
And apparently the guy looks really upset when the caller chooses the horn instead.
See, that's why, when this is all over, we need to join Halifax FM. Because they've got a gong. Well, have we got a gong? No. Few people on the text as well, including Laura, on her way out for a birthday celebration, number one of about six birthday celebrations she's had this week, says, you know when Lewis was on banging his gong a minute ago?
Mm.
It did actually sound like he was hitting someone over the head with a comedy frying pan, right? And not a gong at all. Imagine it, right? Okay, I'm going to play it to you again. Imagine this is Lewis hitting someone over the head with a frying pan. Are you ready to bang the gong for me now if it's by the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, just give it a massive whack. Oh my God, that is amazing!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.